Hare Krishna, I welcome all the devotees to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have Our Grace Savitri Mataji to enlighten us on topic Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 23.69 onwards. Hare Krishna Savitri Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. Thank you so much Mataji for joining and giving your session and also enlightening us on this topic. Please take over the call Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, everyone. Please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada. All goes to all the Vaishnavas. Thank you for joining us. So we are going to study Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, Chapter 23. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Mandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namastute Saptakanjana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishobhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhuva Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, Chapter 23, Life's Ultimate Goal, Love of Godhead. We are starting from the text number 69. Ananto Krishniro Guno Choshoti Pradhano Eko Eko Guno Shuni Jurai Bhaktokano The transcendental qualities of Lord Krishna are unlimited. Out of these, 64 are considered prominent. The ears of the devotees are satisfied simply by hearing all these qualities one after the other. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is now speaking to Sanatana Goswami about the qualities of Krishna. And it is important to understand. Otherwise, how can we remember Krishna? His form, his name, form, qualities, pastimes, abode are all related to each other or are all identical with Krishna. Same, one. And in order to attain the goal of life, which is prema, prayojana, this is the greatest need of human life. Prema, prayojana, love of Godhead, in order to obtain prema, we must hear about Krishna's name, roop, form, and guna, qualities, and leela, pastimes, and abode. The more we hear, more we remember, more we progress. In spiritual life, ultimately we attain the love of Godhead. The whole chapter is about that, how to attain love of Godhead. So now he started to speak on transcendental qualities of Lord Krishna, and they are unlimited. And out of these, 64 are considered prominent. And also Rupa Goswami wrote in Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, about that 64 qualities of Lord Krishna. That doesn't mean that only he has 64, but these are the prominent, most wonderful or prominent. And by hearing, what happens? The ears of the devotees. Ears means the Atma, Atma of the devotees. Atma has ears too, senses too. So ears of the Atma are satisfied. Yayatma su prasidati. Of course, the ears we have in our material bodies are meant for that, to hear Krishna Katha. And in this Kali Yuga, we see Krishna through the ears, not through the eyes. Ear must be kept very sharp, sharp, to hear very attentively Krishna Katha. And by hearing, we can achieve everything. So Krishna's 64 qualities are so pleasing, so satisfying, the Atma feels very much content. By hearing all these qualities, one after the other. Krishna is all sweet, abode of sweetness. The topics about Krishna is also very sweetness, full of sweetness and pleasing. Ears are the instruments to receive the transcendental qualities into the heart. Now going to the next, the 70. Ayam neta suramang ramyangaha sarva sallakshananvitaha ruchiras tejasa yukta yukto baliyan vayasanvitaha. Synonyms: ayam, this Krishna, neta, supreme hero, suramya angaha, having the most beautiful transcendental body, sarva sat lakshana, all auspicious bodily marks, anvitaha, endowed with, ruchiraha, possessing radiance, very pleasing to the eyes, tejasa, with all power, yuktaha, bestowed, balian, very strong, vayasa, anvitaha, having a youthful age. Translation: Krishna, the supreme hero, has the most beautiful transcendental body. This body possesses all good features. It is radiant and very pleasing to the eyes. His body is powerful, strong, and youthful. This verse and the following six verses are also found in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.1, 23 to 29. Yeah. So as we know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered Srila Rupa Goswami by his teachings, and also he empowered him to write books on Krishna. So Krishna means science of devotion to Krishna. So we all get all the science, scientific knowledge in Nectar of Devotion or Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So let's try to understand from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, written by Sri Rupa Goswami. So in that verse, beautiful way Rupa Goswami wrote that his Swarupa means his form is so enchanting. So now the qualities of Krishna is described. The hero Krishna has beautiful limbs,
has all auspicious bodily features, is pleasing to behold, possesses vitality, is strong and endowed with ideal age. And then the following verses, other verses, as written in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And first thing we see Krishna's form. When we see Krishna, we see Krishna's form. And he is hero. Hero means he is Nayaka, transcendental hero. He is our leader. He is the supreme living being. And we are living beings, but he is the, amongst us, he is hero or is the leader and his transcendental body. In the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada writes, which is the summary study of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, about the beautiful bodily features. Any comparison of the different parts of the Lord's body to different material objects cannot factually be a complete comparison. Ordinary persons who cannot understand how exalted are the bodily features of the Lord are simply given a chance to understand by a material comparison. It is said that Krishna's face is as beautiful as the moon. His thighs are powerful, just like the trunks of elephants. His arms are just like two pillars. His palms are expanded like lotus flowers. His chest is just like a doorway. His hips are dense, and the middle of his body is a terrace. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, also in different places, we hear the description of Krishna's bodily features. Our mind should be concentrated, focused on the beautiful bodily feature of Krishna. And one song written by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, I want to sing that. Beautiful form of Krishna, as we see that beautiful deity form. Before reading the song, means singing the song, I want to read the translation first. It is from the book named Kalyana Kalpataru, written by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. First, I'm reading the translation. His birth is successful whose good fortune dawns so as to have the vision of Lord Krishna just once. When the jiva gives up all delusions of mind, then only he will see the vision of Krishna blooming within the eyes of his heart. He sees Krishna there fully decorated with garlands of forest flowers, as the most expert connoisseur of all the amorous love sports in Vrindavan, his transcendental playing wonderfully on his flute mellows and is the abode of all form. Bent in three different places, he is the reservoir of all relishable virtuous qualities. By such a beautiful form, he is maddening the entire universe. His complexion is like that of a fresh new rain cloud. His head is decorated with a big peacock feather, and his sandalwood tilaka on his forehead is most becoming. Wearing brilliant yellow-colored garments, he stands with his face decorated by a wide, sweet smile. Beholding him standing thus at the edge of
Kadamba Grove, I can see that Krishna's beauty is conquering the luster of an entire mine of sapphire. Seeing this, my mind has become so restless that my feet will move no longer, and I have completely forgotten about the family and home life in this world. O Sakhi, O dear girlfriend, seeing that sweet form abounding in nectar, I have fallen unconscious as a fountain of tears born of ecstatic love cascades from my eyes. What a wonderful crown upon his head. What a wonderful flute he is holding in his hand. What a wonderfully beautiful form as he stands in the threefold bending posture. The nectar of his lotus feet is overflowing with the tinkling sound coming from the clusters of ankle bells which are decorating them. Accepting the form of a honeybee, I always hope for a residence near his lotus feet, and I will get it very easily because I always sing the glories of Krishna, adoring no one else. So this is a wonderful song written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Kalyana Kalpataru as Uchvasa Kirtana. So I'm just singing just. Bengali song is so beautiful. Wordings are also beautiful. Janamo safolotar Krishna darshan jar bhagye hoyache ekbar bikushyar nayon kori Krishna darshan chhari ji Chitero bikar Chariji Chitero bikar Brinda bono keli choturo bono mali Tribhango bhungi morupo Bongshidhari apurupo Rashomayo nidhi gunoshali Borno nabu jalodharo Shire shikhi pichobaro Alokatiloko shobhapai Poridhane pitobash Badoni madhurahash Hanurupo jagatamata Hanurupo jagatamatai Indra nilojini Krishna rupokhani Heriya kadamba mule Unu chatana na chale charuna Shumsharo gelamo bhule Shudhamayo shirupo madhuri Dekhile nayono hai achetano jhare primo mayobari Kiva chura shire, kiva bongshi kare, kiva shetri bhango thamu. Charono kamale, amiya uchale, tahate nupuro damu. Sadaya shakuri, bringorupodore sadaya shakori bringorupodore charono kano anayase pai krishna guno gai arnabho jivo anu hare krishna 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 hare 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 ramo 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 hare hare So this is actually a very beautiful song with lots of bhava describing krishna's beautiful form and body and our eyes must be given to seeing the lord's form only in charity like gopis eyes were not meant for anything just for seeing the form of krishna actually atma is also for this means meant for krishna's pleasure all the senses must be engaged in the service of the lord eyes must be engaged in seeing the lord's beauty the eyes the power of vision must be given to krishna means it's only meant for krishna's form to see ears are given to hear krishna katha only in this way the eyes can be engaged is engaged in the devotion service ears tongue and hands and everything rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti uchyate so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking now about the beauty bodily beauty transcendental beauty of krishna's transcendental body and he is the supreme hero and is the most beautiful person his form is most attractive just think he is the supreme attractor of the whole three worlds and Shrimati Radharani attracts the mind of krishna how powerful Shrimati Radharani's love is we cannot even fathom anything Shrimati Radharani is purna shakti krishna is purna shaktiman absolute truth can be understood in this way shaktiman and shakti together is absolute truth krishna and radharani shaktiman tatva is krishna shakti tatva is shrimati radharani both together is the absolute truth vishay plus ashray combined is absolute truth So when will you hear about Radharani's qualities by those qualities she always keeps Krishna under her control means Krishna is subordinate to the love of Shrimati Radharani so wonderful who is the supreme hero he is subordinate to our supreme heroine And Gauriya Vaishnavism or Gauriya Bhajan is to become maid servant of Shrimati Radharani. We are never independent in any way. Krishna is the supreme independent Swarat and we are dependent principle. So our bhajan or worship to Krishna is through the subordination of Shrimati Radharani. We may have the same rasa, but we are not independent. We have very tiny, small quantity. Qualitatively, maybe one, but quantitatively, we are always very tiny. So here, the text number 70 speaks about that, about the Krishna's beautiful transcendental body. And this body possesses all good features.
or quality. Krishna's body possesses everything. The whole creation is within the Krishna's body. When we approach the Absolute Truth, we cannot approach Krishna only alone. Krishna, Shaktiman Tattva plus Shakti Tattva, together is Krishna, or Absolute Truth. Radha Krishna is Krishna. And it is radiant and very pleasing to the eyes. His body is powerful, strong and youthful. By remembering these qualities, the devotees are always feeling so much secured. I am under the protection of the Supreme Lord, who is so pleasing, kind, compassionate. We are going to hear a lot, although we also heard before in our chapter 8, when Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rai Ramananda were talking. There also we heard about Krishna's qualities, Srimati Radharani's qualities. So to meditate on the qualities of Krishna and Radharani are very wonderful, pleasing actually, and natural for the soul. Our relationship with Krishna and Radha, Srimati Radharani are natural. So going to the next now, 71. Vividhadbhuta bhashavid satya vakya priyambada bhavaduka su panditya buddhiman Prativanita. Vivida, various, adbhuta, wonderful, ashabit, knower of languages, satyavakya, whose words are truthful, priyam badaha, who speaks very pleasingly, bhavaduka, expert in speaking, supanditya, very learned, buddhiman, very wise, pratibhanitaha, genius. Krishna is the linguist of all wonderful languages. He is truthful and very pleasing speaker. He is expert in speaking and he is a very wise, learned scholar and a genius. So many qualities we are already hearing out of 64. So let's read from Nectar of Devotion. Okay, he's about the form. Other, you know, the previous verse, we know that his body is strong and abode of all good characters. Nectar of Devotion says more. The body is powerful, radiant, pleasing to the eyes, strong and youthful. We are going to read those from Nectar of Devotion. The more we hear about Krishna's, you know, Namo Rupa Guna Lila, the more we become purified and we become advanced in Krishna consciousness. So second is auspicious characteristics. There are certain characteristics of different limbs which are considered to be very auspicious and are fully present in the body of the Lord. In this connection, one friend of Nanda Maharaj speaking about Lord Krishna's auspicious bodily symptoms said, "My dear king of the cowherds, I can find 32 auspicious symptoms on the body of your son. I am wondering how this boy could have taken his birth in the family of cowherd men. Generally, when Lord Krishna appears, he does so in a family of Kshatriya kings, as did Lord Ramachandra, and sometimes in a family of Brahmanas. But Krishna accepted the role of son of Maharaj Nanda, despite the fact that Nanda belonged to the Vaishya community. The business of the Vaishya community is trade, commerce, and protection of cows. Therefore, his friend, who may have been born into a Brahmana family, expressed his wonder at how such an exalted child could take birth in a family of Vaishyas. Anyway, he pointed out the auspicious signs on the body of Krishna to the boy's foster father. He continued, "This boy has a reddish luster in 7 places, his eyes, the ends of his hands, the ends of his legs, his palate, his lips, his tongue, and his nails. A reddish luster in these 7 places is considered to be auspicious. These, the 3 parts of his body are very broad, his waist, forehead, and chest. 3 parts of his body are short, his neck, thighs, and genitals. 3 parts of his body are very deep, his voice, intelligence, and navel. There is highness in 5 parts of his body. His nose, arms, ears, forehead, and thighs. In 5 parts of his body, there are fineness, his skin, the hairs on his head and on the other parts of his body. His teeth and fingertips. The aggregate of all these bodily features are manifest only in the bodies of great personalities. The fate lines on the palm are also considered to be auspicious bodily symptoms. In this connection, one old gopi informed King Nanda, "Your son possesses various wonderful fate lines on his palms. There are the signs of lotus flowers and wheels on the palms. And on his soles, there are the signs of flag, thunderbolt, fish rod for controlling elephants, and lotus flower. Fish rod for controlling elephants and a lotus flower. Please observe how auspicious these signs are. Also, his body is very pleasing. About the pleasing, is written in Nectar of Devotion. Pleasing. Beautiful bodily features which automatically attract the eyes are called ruchira, pleasing. Krishna possesses this attractive feature of ruchira in his personal features. In the 3rd canto, 2nd chapter, 13th verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a statement about this. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his pleasing dress, appeared at the scene of the sacrificial arena where King Yudhishthira was performing the Rajasuya sacrifice. All important personalities from different parts of the universe had been invited to the sacrificial arena, and all of them, upon beholding Krishna there, considered that the Creator had ended all of his craftsmanship in the creation of this particular body of Krishna. It is said that the transcendental body of Krishna resembles the lotus flower in 8 parts, namely his face, his 2 eyes, his 2 hands, his navel, and his 2 feet. The gopis and inhabitants of Vrindavana used to see the luster of lotus flowers everywhere, and they could hardly withdraw their eyes from such a vision." So wonderful description, right? Effulgent, his body is effulgent. The effulgence pervading the universe is considered to be the rays of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The supreme abode of Krishna is always throwing off the effulgence known as Brahma Jyoti, and the effulgence is emanating from his body. The luster of the hosts of jewels fixed on the chest of the Lord can defeat even the luster of the sun. And still, when compared with the bodily luster of the Lord, that crest of jewels appears to be only as bright as one of the stars in the sky. Therefore, the transcendental influence of Krishna is so great that it can defeat anyone. When Krishna was present in the sacrificial arena of his enemy, King Kamsa, the wrestlers present, although appreciating the softness of the body of Sri Krishna, were nevertheless afraid and perturbed when they thought of engaging with him in battle. Then also, it is described, his body is strong. A person who has extraordinary bodily strength is called Balyan. When Krishna killed Aristasura, some of the gopis said, "My dear friends, just see how Krishna has killed Aristasura. Although he was stronger than the mountain, Krishna plucked him up just like a piece of cotton and threw him away without any difficulty." There is another passage wherein it is said, "O my dear devotees of Lord Krishna, may the left hand of Lord Krishna, which has lifted Govardhan Hill like a ball, save you from all dangers." So it is so wonderful. His body is ever youthful. So that point we are also reading from Nectar of Devotion. Krishna is beautiful as his different ages, namely his childhood, his boyhood, and his youth. Out of these three, his youth is the reservoir of all pleasures and is the time when the highest varieties of devotional service are acceptable. At that age, Krishna is full with all transcendental qualities and is engaged in his transcendental pastimes. Therefore, devotees have accepted the beginning of his youth as the most attractive feature in ecstatic love. At this age, Krishna is described as follows. The force of Krishna's youth was combined with the beautiful smile, which defeated even the beauty of the full moon. He was always nicely dressed in beauty, surpassing even Cupid, and he was always attracting the minds of the gopis, who were thereby always feeling pleasure. Now the present verse, that Krishna is the linguist, 71. Krishna is the linguist of all wonderful languages. He is a truthful and a very pleasing speaker. He is expert in speaking and he is very wise, learned scholar and a genius. So I'm reading from, again, Nectar of Devotion. The qualities of Sri Krishna. Wonderful linguist. Rupa Goswami says that a person who knows the languages of different countries, especially the Sanskrit language, which is spoken in the cities of the demigods, as well as other worldly languages, including those of the animals, is called a wonderful linguist. It appears from the statement that Krishna can also speak and understand the languages of the animals. An old woman in Vrindavan, present at the time of Krishna's pastimes, once stated in surprise, "How wonderful it is that Krishna, who owns the hearts of all the young girls of Brajabhumi, can nicely speak the language of Brajabhumi with the gopis, while in Sanskrit he speaks
with the demigods, and in the language of animals, he can even speak with the cows and buffalo. Similarly, in the language of the Kashmir province, and with the parrots and the other birds, as well as in most common languages, Krishna is so expressive. She inquired from the gopis as to how Krishna had become so expert in speaking so many different types of languages. So yes, devotees become very astonished and love to meditate on the different qualities of Krishna, wonderful linguist. Also, he is truthful. A person whose word of honor is never broken is called truthful. Krishna once promised Kunti, the mother of the Pandavas, that he would bring her 5 sons back from the battlefield of Kurukshetra. After the battle was finished, when all the Pandavas had come home, Kunti praised Krishna because his promise was so nicely fulfilled. She said, even the sunshine may one day become cool and the moonshine may one day become hot, but still your promise will not fail. Similarly, when Krishna, along with Bhima and Arjuna, went to challenge Jarasandha, he plainly told Jarasandha that he was the eternal Krishna present along with 2 of the Pandavas. The story is that both Krishna and the Pandavas, in the case of Bhima and Arjuna, was Kshatriya. Jarasandha was also Kshatriya and was very charitable towards the Brahmanas. Thus Krishna, who had planned to fight with Jarasandha, went to him with Bhima and Arjuna in the dress of Brahmana. Jarasandha, being very charitable toward the Brahmanas, asked them what they wanted, and they expressed their desire to fight with them. Then Krishna, dressed in a Brahmana, as a Brahmana, declared himself to be the same Krishna who was the king's eternal enemy. So we see the Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu actually gives us elaborate understanding of Krishna's different qualities. So, Nectar of Devotion, written by Rupa Goswami, is very essential book for us, and we must read as a daily sadhana. We are all followers of Rupa Goswami or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Same point means how. Also, he say, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out Krishna as pleasing talker, so his speech is very pleasing to everyone. He speaks truth, but very pleasantly. So I'm going to the next. Next is 72. Vidagdas chatura daksha kritagnyasu drida pratah deshakala supatragnya shastra chakshu suchirvashi. Krishna is very expert in artistic enjoyment. He is highly cunning, expert, grateful, and firmly determined in his vows. He knows how to deal according to time, person, and country. And he sees through the scriptures and authoritative books. He is very clean and self-controlled. So again, all those points we can hear from, you know, from Nectar of Devotion. So I'm just going to the next now, because they are really, really nicely written. It is very big, but very wonderful. We must read Nectar of Devotion daily basis to remember different qualities of Krishna.
in order to remember Krishna, meditate on Krishna's qualities. This is our sadhana actually. Eichhoy goshai jar moi tar das. Tashabaro padurenu mor panchagras. Eichhoy goshai jabe broje koila vash. Radha Krishna nitya lila korila prakash. Narottam Das Thakur is saying that, right? Through his six Goswamis, we understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, we understand Sri Sri Radha Krishna Tattva. So, to become a, you know, very advanced and uttama bhakta, we have to go through these teachings, especially the Rupa Goswami's teaching. Sikshamrita, Arupa Dasamrita, and the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Very, very important books for us, for our daily sadhana, bhajan. Now 73, Sthiro Danta Shama Shilo, Gambhiro Dhritiman Samaha, Badanya Dharmika Shura, Karuno Manyo Manakri. Lord Krishna is steady. His senses are controlled and he is forgiving, grave and calm. He is also equal to all. Moreover, he is magnanimous, religious, chivalrous and kind. He is always respectful to respectable people. These are all divine qualities. And as a jiva, we also possess Krishna's 50 divine qualities in a very little quantity, because we are very little. We are little expansion of Krishna, isn't it? Vivinnang swamsa, vivinnangsa. Krishna has two kinds of expansions, right? One is swamsa. Swamsa means Vishnu tattva, and another is vivinnangsa, jiva tattva. Krishna's expansion, but very minute. So everything we possess in a very minute quantity. So that's the point. We also possess some divine qualities, 50 divine qualities of Krishna. So these are the... Here two, three. Qualities are very dear to the devotee. He is forgiving. He is steady. He is sthira or achyuta. He is forgiving and he is equal to all. He is kind. He is magnanimous. These qualities are never forgotten by the devotee. Every moment we can begin our, you know, spiritual life. Means, suppose a person never practiced devotional service, at any moment can be the moment for beginning of the spiritual life. Krishna doesn't see our past things. He sees the present moment, what we are doing now. What are we doing now? In what way we are engaged? Remembering, or chanting, or glorifying, in any way. Are we connected with Krishna or not? And it is so nectarian. Devotees are never free from remembering Krishna. Devotees are never free of serving Krishna. That's why they are able to remain absorbed constantly, 24 hours a day, in Krishna consciousness. Absorbed in the service of the Lord, absorbed in the thoughts of the Lord. These special qualities are very wonderful. Forgiving, is equal to all, is magnanimous, is kind. Although he's a supremely powerful personality, at the same time, his heart is like the mother's heart. Millions and millions of mothers' loving heart combine, you know, Krishna's heart. He's so kind and he is so forgiving. If we genuinely ask forgiveness from Krishna, Krishna at once forgives. Krishna is so kind. Krishna is always taking care of us. So the devotees never forget these qualities. These qualities are very dear to the devotees. Other things we may forget, but these things we cannot forget. No more. Because in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, you know, the things are there. Okay, I want to very nice. I love to read one or two qualities. Just I was saying, I'm going back to the 73 act. Going back to the 73, that he is forgiving, he is equal to all, he is magnanimous, he is kind. So I'm just reading the forgiving one, that or forbearing, forgiving. Okay, forgiving, a person who can tolerate all kinds of offenses from the opposite party is known to be forgiving. Lord Krishna. Forgiving quality is described in the Mahabharata in connection with his forbidding the killing of Shishupal. King Shishupal was a monarch of the Chedi kingdom, and although he happened to be a cousin of Krishna's, he was always envious of him. Whenever they would meet, Shishupal would try to insult Krishna and call him ill names as much as possible. In the arena of the Rajasuya sacrifice of Maharaj Yudhishthira, when Shishupal began to call Lord Krishna ill names, Krishna did not care and remained silent. Some of the people of the arena were prepared to kill Shishupal, but Krishna restricted them. He was so forgiving. It is said that when there is a thundering sound in the clouds, the mighty lion immediately replies with his thundering roar, but the lion does not care when all the foolish jackals begin to make their less important sound. So, this is true that Krishna tolerates for to the point where when he needs to be rectified, then he intervenes or interferes. He's like a loving father, kind mother. He forgives. And he's very kind. He's equal to all. Yes, equal to all means he is equally attentive to all. He's equally attentive to all, everyone's needs, everyone's problems, everything. He's equal. The more we realize these qualities of Krishna, more will be attractive to Krishna. Our minds will not go anywhere. We'll be able to perform devotional service undeviatingly. When these qualities are, qualities are remembered by us. Remembered means by experiencing these qualities ourselves, it becomes so natural, normal. And our love grows more and more towards Krishna. So I think I can end my discussion over here. Up to 73, we have covered. Actually, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that means that nectar of devotion gives a beautiful explanations or details of those qualities. So I request everyone to read, you know, from Nectar of Devotion. Okay. So thank you, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to this class. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, Savitri Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you, Mataji, for this very lovely session. It was very, very nice to hear Sira Samrat Sindhu, the detailed explanation of every character that is being discussed here. And your singing was also very, very beautiful, full of love. So thank you so much, Mataji, for yet another wonderful session. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Priti Vilasini. Thank you so much. Yeah, the Bhakti Vinod Thakur song is so wonderful, describing Krishna's beautiful song. Yes, thank you. Is there any comment or anything to add? Any question?
Hare Krishna Mataji, very, very beautiful class. Thank you so much for narrating Krishna pastimes and singing so beautiful. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you. Yeah, I just read Srila Prabhupada's, you know, description. So wonderful. We have to do this, reading Srila Prabhupada's books. And we are doing that, as in this, you know, Sadhu Sangha, Japa Sangha. Anything?
Hare Krishna Savitri Mataji, very, very wonderful class. Nice to have explained and read about Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you. Dandavat Pranam, Mataji.
Dandavat Pranam.
Yeah.
Everything's fine with you.
Okay. Your voice is low. I couldn't hear much.
Oh, how is everything? If you hear in the Mayapur?
Oh, there? Yeah? Oh, wonderful. Most wonderful.
That's nice. Like,
no one can ask anything more. Just bless me. Just pray for me. So I can steadily advance myself in Krishna Bhakti. Bless me, Mataji. Bless me.
You are advancing there in Mayapur. I have heard that many people are there. You know, automatically you get advanced. You hear serving devotees, seeing deities, serving like that. So you automatically
I'm trying.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. I'm trying. I have so much limitation. You know, I have physical, you know, things. Yeah, but I'm trying as nicely as possible by the mercy of the devotees.
Without that, okay. You cannot, you know, one cannot stay or go to Mayapur. God mercy.
Well, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's causeless mercy upon us.
Yes.
Only His. I love to see all the places of His pastimes, especially the Yogapit Janmasthan and Das Angan, the house of Gadadhar Pandit, house of Adaita Acharya, house of Nandana Acharya, you know, out of Miss Panchatattva, four members used to live here in his residence, eternal residence actually.
Yes,
and the Prabhu came, joined from Ekachakra. He is from Ekachakra. So in Nandan Acharya's home, first time Nityananda Prabhu met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes. In Mayapur Dham, you know, the past times, things come alive. When you go there, I can feel strong connection with the Guru Parampara. You know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur discovered this Janmasthan. The whole Mayapur Dham today has been manifested. The Dhamma Seva manifested. And the glories of Dhamma manifested because of two personalities. One is Gaur Kishore Das, Jagannath Das Babaji, Jagannath Das Babaji, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So when you go to Yoga Pit, we feel full connection with Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur because he established the temple in 1934. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Chaitanya Math, the Ishodhan, and we feel connection with four Vaishnava Sampradayas, you know, the temple of four Acharyas of four Vaishnava Sampradaya is there in Chaitanya Math. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur established Ramanuja Acharyas deity form, Madhvacharya's deity form, Vishnu Swami's deity form. Mm-hmm. So, when we see, come in front of them, immediately we get connection. Strong presence we can feel. It's really, I'm requesting everyone come to the Mayapur, spend some time and go different places and have the strong connection, experience the strong connection with the Guru Parampara, Vaishnava Sampradayas, and Dhamma, and Panchatattva. So wonderful. Taking bath in Ganga regularly is so wonderful. This place is spiritual world indeed. Mataji, come visit us, okay? And everyone, come.
Yes, I certainly like to do that, and I want to do it. It's up to now, mercy has to come along.
Yes, of course, Krishna willing. Yes, we are never independent. Yeah, we can desire and we can try. It's true.
And I can also try. I'm also trying. We'll see what happens.
Yes. Ultimately, he is in control. Yes.
Yes.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in control.
Yeah, because last 2 years, I wanted to go. I was trying, but still didn't. I couldn't go. So that's his desire, supreme.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. And beautiful. Mentally, you are here. Internally, you are here. That is also teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mind should be absorbed in Dhamma, Nama, Lila, Guna, Rupa. Nama, Rupa, Guna, Lila, Dhamma. We are meant for that because Krishna has seen a little qualification in his soul. So he gave that soul a human body. So in the human body, we'll perform the bhajan and go back to Krishna. So we should not disappoint Krishna. Because he saw some little, qualification in us, so we got this human form of body. So he gave us the human form of life. It didn't happen by chance. There was a reason. So if we do not properly utilize the human body, we'll disappoint. Krishna is awaiting us. Krishna is expecting us to be back with him. We should try utmost. If we cannot physically go anywhere, fine. Internally, we can live there. And this
very kind.
Yes. We should not forget the purpose of having human life.
Yes.
You know, most human life already wasted. Waste because Krishna has seen some qualification. That's why he gave us. From animal life, we came to the human life. If we do not properly utilize it, then we'll go back to the animal life. Mm-hmm. We're becoming human, and human has become next life in our animals. Mm-hmm. So, sad thing. Nice. So, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji.
You're welcome.
You've been very, very...
Thank you, Mataji.
Very, very intelligent also.
Okay, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Thank you, everyone. So, thank you, everyone. Now, can we end the class now?
Yes, Mataji. Vacha kalpa tarubhya sabhya evacha vachitana pavanyo Vaishnavibhyo namo namaha
Ananta koti Vaishnavibhyo ki jai
Hargve Swami Mata ki jai
Ananta koti Vaishnavibhyo ki jai Premanande Hari Hari Bol Gaurav Bhakti
Thank you so much, Mataji.
Thank you very much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.